How much do you think you spend on food in a day?
In a day, $20.
Say about $25 a day.
$25.
I spend $100 a week on food and miscellaneous stuff.
With the family, $25.
Probably $30.
About $150.
If we didn't go out to eat, I'd say $20.
Let's see if I go, $30.
So I would say we spend easily, $100 or more.
How about shelter? How much would you say you spend on shelter a day if you broke it down on a daily basis?
I only had a $30,000 mortgage.
$100 to $125.
Probably $30, $40 a day.
$200.
$50.
Probably like $100, $150 a day.
Well, you surprised me with that question. Where's my calculator? Let's say $30.
Yeah, about $100. Yeah.
$100 a day.
$75 or $80.
And finally, the last question. How much would you say you spend a day for police protection, fire protection, access to parks, and every other service that comes along with being a resident of Kirkland?
I don't know, but I know that I don't feel overtaxed.
I don't know, maybe 25 a day.
Not enough.
I have no idea.
I would guess it probably isn't very much.
Part of it is too much money.
Well, I have no clue, so I'm going to say $5.
I would say a good $25, $30 would go to kind of reconstruction, lights, cutting back the trees.
Not enough.
Maybe $20 a day. I'd say it's not a lot, because I don't think our taxes are too much.
I think it's too high.
Pretty much all of Kirkland's residents like the services they receive from their city, but not all of them are willing to pay more for them. Some would prefer to pay less. And so, in an effort to satisfy the citizens who would want more services and the citizens who would prefer to pay less for them, Kirkland's leaders are constantly searching for more efficient, cost-effective ways of providing them. The result is a win-win. For about $10 a day, citizens can expect safety in their homes and on their streets. They can play in any of Kirkland's parks. They can expect water to appear from their faucets and garbage to disappear from their curbs. And perhaps best of all, they can expect their city to acquire all of these services for the best possible deal. This brand of financial stability is one of the City Council's 10 goals. And the pursuit of it influences every city decision. If anyone understands this, it's Tracy Dunlap. Tracy has directed Kirkland's finances since 2006.
People have high expectations of their city. They want high quality, predictable services, and they don't want to worry about whether water will come from the tap or whether a police officer will respond if they're in danger. And they don't want to worry about whether we're taking good care of their tax dollars. So our job is to make sure that we use those tax monies well and we protect them and use them in the public's best interest.
One example of this might be found in one of Kirkland's most obscure places, its jail. The city's jail can detain up to 12 inmates at a time. Kirkland's average daily inmate population is 4 times that. So the excess go elsewhere. And prior to 2009, elsewhere was King County, which charges a $235 booking fee plus $122.24 per inmate per day. That's more than $350 for the first day.
If that particular inmate has medical needs or psychiatric needs, those costs are in addition to the costs that I've already outlined. So it was very, very expensive for us to use King County.
In the middle of the last decade, one change bent the costs upward even more. New state laws began requiring jail time for domestic violence suspects and drivers caught with suspended licenses. This added another 65% to the city's inmate population and another 95% to the city's jail costs.
We had to go back to City Council and ask for more money. Our budget was X amount of dollars, and we kept exceeding our budget amount for outside housing costs. And it got to the point where it was an unrealistic thing for us to continue to do. We had to stop going back to council and asking for more money.
Instead of looking for more money, Bob Balkema looked for more ways to save money. He found 3 local governments, as close as Snohomish County and as far away as Okanagan that could provide jail space for less than half of King County's costs. He prioritized the use of electronic detention devices that kept people at work and out of jail when the crime and the criminal were not violent. And in 2011, he created a work release program that allows eligible inmates to serve their community by painting over graffiti or yanking out blackberry bushes, rather than simply serve time on the community's dime. All told, the innovations saved Kirkland more than $800,000, which, combined with savings city administrators achieved by doing more with less, covered a $2 million revenue shortfall in 2011. Savings such as these are what allow the city to provide basic services without tapping into its rainy day fund. And the rainy day fund is one of the reasons Standard & Poor's credit rating agency awarded Kirkland with AAA status during the depths of the Great Recession, while downgrading the credit ratings of governments throughout the country, including the federal government. As any first-time homebuyer knows, good credit allows you to borrow more for less, which in turn allows you to invest more in the things you need. Good credit saved Kirkland citizens more than $1 million in 2008 when Kirkland purchased a building that will centralize its fragmented jail system and solve its overcrowded police department problem and improve the efficiency of the city's municipal court.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? And that motion carries.
The building itself saved Kirkland taxpayers a lot of money. By purchasing an existing building rather than building a new one, Kirkland saved $12 million. This purchase was one of more than 100,000 financial transactions Kirkland makes every year. Some are as big as the purchase of the old Costco home building, and some of them are as small as reimbursements for parking. All of these are tracked by the Washington State Auditor's Office.
There are about 2,700 different units of government around Washington State, and it's our responsibility to audit, to check their books and accounts, and make sure that they've got good systems in place to safeguard the public's money. We probably spend about 140 hours in our regular audit of the city of Kirkland, and you know, that's not an unusual amount of time, and in that period of time we're pretty efficient with our work. We're able to look at quite a bit, and Kirkland is one of those examples where they try to look out a little farther ahead and anticipate what the problems might be, what the restrictions might be coming down the road, and not just respond to each crisis, but actually look ahead a little bit, be proactive. And in that way, I think they've kind of set themselves apart from many other local governments.
One of the measures Kirkland uses to ensure financial foresight is analysis by the Government Finance Officers Association. This is voluntary. In fact, only 3,800 governments throughout the United States subject their financial reports to the finance officers' scrutiny. That's less than 4%. The reason is simple. To win the finance officer's approval, a government must show excellence through dozens of criteria, all intended to demonstrate one obligation: transparency.
The GFOA awards are a lot of extra effort on our part, but they're worth it because they give us standards by which to judge our performance. It's definitely an extra step, and it requires a higher commitment on our part.
And yet, Kirkland participates year after year. And year after year, the Government Finance Officers Association honors our city for its excellence in financial reporting.
I think it goes right back to our values as a city. We aren't an average city, and we don't want to be an average city. We want to be one of the nation's best local governments. To do that, though, we have to hold ourselves to a higher standard.
Kirkland's budget and financial statements are really just the city's value statement, only in numbers. It expresses the city's priorities, which should align with your priorities. And if they don't, you should speak up. You can do this most directly by participating in Kirkland's biennial budget process. You can participate in online surveys and in public forums, such as neighborhood meetings and city council meetings. It doesn't matter how you participate, just as long as you do. For more information, visit kirklandwa.gov.